information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Okay, so social media, I mean, I call it personally a necessary evil because I'm in the decade where I don't have my face planted in my phone all the time, and I'm not Instagramming the fact that I just deadlifted all that weight
or pinned today
or I tweet and, you know, but so necessary evil because that's how people are connecting. And so, hey, you got to join them or beat them or something like that. If you can't beat them, join them. Okay. But let's talk about social media. This is a story, and it's very interesting because I think that we can get curious about these things. I have an old saying that I always, and I think it's not my saying. I would say that it's Stephen Covey. I think he just passed away. So he's an old author. He's
really?
The author.
There's a loss.
I do believe so. Yeah. He's the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Great book.
Now, there's another book that I think we should write, which is Seven Effects of Highly Habitual People, but we'll maybe we'll save that one.
That's funny.
But okay, so I always say, let's get curious before we get critical. I think that's very, very important. And I think his command in the book was seek to understand before being understood. Okay, so it's like you gotta, his story was that there was, the story, I can remember it clearly, or maybe it's the telephone game where I'm going to skew it a little bit, but I just want to tell it briefly. There was a woman on a bus, and she was the victim of observing this gentleman who had kids just running around, tearing up, spitting out apple cores, you know, just crawling over each other, loudly making a noise, and she was upset. And she went and let this guy, this dad, have it. Like, you need to get control of your kids. And he looked up at her. And he said, I am so sorry. I have no idea what to do. We just left the hospital where their mom died. You know, and so in essence, seek to understand before being understood. Let's get curious before being critical. Getting curious about, here's a great thing. All right. So the ability for a family to find somebody who's been adopted. I know that. You know, you wrote this segment as a wonderful segment writer for these shows because,
well,
we have so much to talk about. Somebody found their sister.
Though.
Well, okay, that's what I want to talk about. Somebody found their sister on Facebook. What do you think about that?
I'm really mixed on it because what I did is I thought about two of my friends, one of my best friends in college who was adopted and one of my dearest friends to this day. In fact, just got to see her, who was also adopted. Now, the one was like, you know, I'd never met my parents. If I never need to, if I never need to, that'll be okay. The other one is really curious about wanting to meet them, but they have that control. So Facebook takes that control out. If you have people start searching around, then people aren't going to get that opportunity to make their individual decision. My buddy Bob was very, very pleased not to ever meet his biological parents. I've got great parents. They gave me up. I don't need to talk to them. And, excuse me, Anna's on the other side of that. She wants to learn who they are. What do you think?
I think that the power of the internet and social media and things like this is that the power is in the person. You need to be able to dig deep and understand what do you want and what don't you want. And I think the beauty is that for folks that do want to understand, hey, who are these people? What went on? Why? And answer some of those questions. You know, I think that it's available and I think that's awesome. But people do need to take responsibility for their own feelings. And as well, I think it may be proper guidance and counsel regarding you be careful what you wish for, because sometimes it's not we want to go do something like that, like find somebody, like a primal. Your parents gave you up. That's a hurt.
Yeah.
That's a primal hurt, right?
And it's a huge issue, right?
You might not want to find out why, or they might not want to talk to you, which might be a double insult. That might be salt to a wound. And so I think that having great support, having an open mind, not expecting anything, but knowing that you have that desire and exercising it with the resources that we have these days, I think it's a great thing. I think that all that back stuff
really?
Needs to
happen.
Really?
If a patient came to you and said that, I'm thinking about searching around using social media for my adopted parents or to find sisters and brothers. See, I wouldn't support that. I wouldn't. I would say to them, go through the agency and make sure that the people who want to be found are available and the people who don't want to be found aren't. I would honor the other people more. Look, I tell you, the two issues from childhood, other than kind of abuse things and stuff like that, that are the hardest ones that I've seen people have to deal with are sexuality and adoption. And they can be devastating where they are never able to get good guidance and do either of these processes healthy all the way through their whole lives into their 80s until they die. It's that doing it healthy thing that is, I mean, how many people really go through these things in a healthy way? My friend Bob didn't. He just was like, forget it. They got rid of my friend. And we're going to see. She's, you know, in her 50s. And they still haven't settled it. It bothers me and concerns me that the randomness of social media as a tool for this is going to cut out all of those safety parameters for those people that are built in for a reason to the adoption system. But maybe I'm being overcautious. I don't know.
Well, I hear you and I hear your need and want to protect some folks perhaps that have been asked to be protected. But I also think there's a huge percentage of people out there that don't understand that they could actually be found, or they're ambivalent, or they have shame. And, you know, they don't really know how to take an active. I think that it's almost, I don't want to say fate. I don't think that might be the right word. But let's do this scenario where I was a mother who gave up my daughter and I had a lot of shame around it. But at the same time, I knew it was best for her. Like, I was thinking in her best interest, mm-hmm. and a lot of shame around it. And so it kind of paralyzed me. And I also pretty much had a hard life from there on. So I had a couple jobs, had another, you know, maybe bad marriage, had some other kids that I couldn't take care of as well as I wanted to. And all of a sudden, this lovely light comes knocking at my door through Facebook or what have you. And I feel like I get a second chance. I feel like I get a chance to say I'm sorry. And I didn't know any better. I didn't know that I could register myself. And I certainly didn't have the strength of character to actually. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I've got a cough today that just will not go.
Sorry.
No, it's
but anyways,
okay.
So I feel like that there's an option. There's a scenario out there like that too. So I don't know.
Much like my cough, this issue is not going to go away for me. I think if you're somebody and you want to find these relatives, I think that you should consider getting counseling yourself to make sure whatever the answers you're going to get, you're going to be okay with.
I think that back stuff has to happen because I think that be careful what you wish for. And be careful what you expect from taking a move like this.
I think
social media can be used for good or evil. Hopefully we're all using it to spread really positive, high-spirited stuff. We like that. As well as a resource, just take responsibility for, you know, what your own actions are, what you want, and just know, I think, at that point in time that you might not get what you want. But I think that it's great. I think it's awesome that it's out there. I do.
Well, Dr. Holly and I have some different opinions on this. Dr. Holly says, use that social media. It's okay. Reach out. Do it responsibly. Do it healthy. But if you want to go look for relatives and things like that, you're on the okay side of it. I'm a little different. I think that you should avoid using social media to find these people, honoring the adoption system, using those tools that have already been set in. But I think we can both agree, Holly, on this. About get counseling for yourself to make sure that the answers you get, you're going to be okay with.
Sure. Right? And to wrap this up, to my first point, let's get curious. Because what I would want to do is get curious about you. I'm like, hey, why do you feel that way? And maybe you could get curious about me. Why do I feel this way? Instead of getting critical about each other, which we never do anyway, right? And we don't do that here on Radio MD. All right, so radiomd.com.